This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. It is the 29th of June, Thursday, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Coffee, tea, other caffeinated beverages are morning staples for a lot of people, if not most people. I'm the exception. Adults seem to like to do the same things. How do you get started with coffee or
tea? That's a good question.
What gets you... To feel, yeah. People say, well, it makes me feel more alert.
When did you have the first one to realize that's how you feel with it?
You don't drink coffee. Do you drink coffee?
I will have a black coffee if I need something hot, and that's really the only option. I do like lattes, which is espresso. Same, it's from the same bean.
Yeah.
But,
well, chocolate is
I do
too,
like a good iced latte.
As far as that's concerned, yeah.
Oh, the
caffeine.
Chocolate's not from coffee beans.
It's cacao. No, I thought it was all from the same stuff.
There's cacao and then coffee beans. Coffee beans are something different. I think they might be cousins, though. I think there is a relation there somewhere.
Huh. I think you're right about that. What the heck is Daisy? Can you hear Daisy barking? What the heck is she barking?
I can.
Anyway, caffeine consumption sometimes veers into the unhealthy category, especially if you're feeling jittery and anxious after you've had too much of it. Your body's true energy is replaced by this jittery stuff that comes with caffeine.
Well, and then you crash harder than before you had the caffeine, and you need more. If you are not allergic to eating raw apples, those have I don't think it's called caffeine, but it's like almost a natural caffeine that is
something else
for
begins
you.
With C.
Yeah, and it does kind of the same thing in a
like
more
that.
Healthier way. Yeah. But also some people, their body is just they use up caffeine in a very different way. Where some people like. They could have a green tea with ginseng and honey in it or a coffee right before they go to sleep, and it doesn't even affect their sleep or anything like that. And then other people, they have to have their less coffee. They have to schedule it at like 11 a.m. Otherwise, they're going to be up all night.
Okay. So the reason I led into the discussion this hour is because of something, and I don't like to connect things from one hour to another because it confuses people, because some people don't listen to every hour of the program. But in this circumstance, I want to go back to what David Sinclair has in his morning routine that we were talking about that gets you away from caffeine and get you away from some of the things that are stimulants and just gives you something that in his circumstance, his research about his biology, his biological age, and how what he's doing can differ from what other people are doing. And is this a lesson? Is there something that comes from the National Institute on Aging that makes some sense to you? Age has to do with what your cells are doing. That is, in biological age, not chronological age. Chronologically, we are whatever I say it's a BS number because I think it is. It depends on what you're doing with your organs the biochemistry that happens, at least for this guy Sinclair and what he's recommending, is that you start your day by having a sip of coconut oil. He says it improves his mouth microbiome and gets rid of whatever is in there. I'd use hydrogen peroxide. I spray a little in, and then I gargle with it. I think that's what I think.
Okay, yeah, that's I've heard of both with yeah. the hydrogen peroxide and then with the coconut oil. It's like yeah. what is it called? Swishing, and you just
yes.
swish it around in your mouth for
yep.
how long? Is it a minute? 3 minutes?
Yeah, about a minute. Yeah, about a minute. And then he also takes hot water with lemon. Hot water with lemon, like it's kind of like tea, that sort of thing. He makes a big deal out of using non-toxic toothpaste. I have been on this for years and years. I got off fluoride 50 years ago, maybe, when I first figured out what the heck was going on. The fluoride in the tooth. If you have, and I know this is kind of a silly example, but there have been circumstances, youngsters would, like a 2-3-year-old, get a hold of a tube of toothpaste and eat the whole thing and die because the fluoride killed him.
That's awful.
Yeah, but the fluoride is something that comes out of, the fluoride is a poison. And so it's supposed to be good to protect your gums, but isn't there something else? This guy Sinclair says, isn't there something else that can protect? And he says, yeah. The toothpaste companies say, and even the American Dental Association recommends fluoride toothpaste because they say it helps fight cavities and strengthen your enamel and prevent tooth decay. Well, there are a lot more issues when it's consumed in high volume. I think it's easy enough to, you can look around for it. Toms of Maine used to be all unfluoridated. And then he sold the company to Colgate or one of the big companies. And so now it's just like, you can find a Tom's toothpaste without fluoride, but you got to look for it because
mm-hmm.
much of it is just added in. So there's also the stuff that's found in grapes, red wine, that sort of thing that has an anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, heart-healthy thing, pycnogenol. That's what is in... And by the way, there are some things in yogurt. So he has yogurt with grapes. Resveratrol and stuff like that is in it. And so that's going to be good.
That's good, yeah, especially the probiotic in the yogurt
yeah,
part of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so we were talking about the tea before. I think that's pretty much it. That's the overview. I have not used coconut oil. I put coconut on my face sometimes. Good. It's a good lubricant for your face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great for your hair, too.
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. Yep. All right, some people in the news today, this Thursday. A fellow named Brett Dedamore, 38 years old, missing, found alive after he vanished in what police say appears to have been a pre-planned disappearance. His car was severely burned. He wanted to make it look like he got burned up in the car. However, that didn't happen. Police found the car in Houston, and they didn't find the. There was no remain. The guy wasn't smart enough to know that if he didn't leave something in the car that looked like his remains, mm-hmm. people are going to say, "Wait a minute, he didn't." Yeah, he wanted to disappear for some reason. And now I don't understand why, because he was happy to be reunited with his family, according to police anyway. The whole thing looks a little fishy
yeah.
to me. Right? I mean, look at this kind of... why would somebody want to do this unless there was an ulterior motive? But he kind of got caught red-handed. So he goes to the police station. And his wife comes and picks him up. This is one of those weird things all over social media. The idea that the vehicle was burned, there was no information about him in it, but they found because of the ID who it belonged to. This is a very strange.
It definitely
sort of
seemed like
people
trying to fake his own death. Why?
Yeah, why?
Was there some kind of, did he owe money to somebody?
Yeah. All right. Next person in the news on the Good Day program is A.J. Owens. Uh-huh.
This one's awful.
So should I not tell the story?
No, I think it's important.
I mean, this has been around anyway for a few days. The woman who shot her mother through the door and a dispute over her children, and they're not going to charge her with murder, charging her with manslaughter or something. Who does this? And what under what circumstances is a white woman accused of fatally shooting her black neighbor? And,
all over a child's tablet. And this poor child is carrying the guilt that had they just held on to the tablet, didn't lose the tablet, the tablet wouldn't have been stolen, and the mom might still be alive. And that is just an awful, terrible thing for a child to have to carry.
I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't get the anger, frankly. All right, so this is from the lunatic bin. Senator Eric Lucero, Minnesota lawmaker, has a history of making false claims about people who are not just like him, white bread. He doesn't like the LGBTQ community very much. So he tweeted this week a theory that climate change is a direct result of Pride Month, which has been celebrated this month. And the month of June is Dairy Month, and it's also Pride Month. He titled his tweet, Global Warming, claimed that God hates pride, as he posted this digital photo of a rainbow with the word promise in rainbow-colored letters. Our Creator hates pride, and each of us, as the creation, will be held to account for our choices. This guy is not only a lunatic, but he's dangerous. Because
he's a lawmaker.
Who votes for people?
Not just
like
some basement troll behind their keyboard, a keyboard warrior. That's the better word, a keyboard warrior. He is an actual lawmaker in the state of Minnesota.
Yep.
We need to do better as a society.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. What's the matter now? It's about time for me to take a break because I'm beginning not to be able to talk. Excuse me. I assume I'll be back in a few minutes. It's 18 after.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up.
Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Mill.
Yo, babe! This one still needs to be back.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The home of radio storytelling, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And by the way, my name is Doug Steffen. Amazing how that happens, isn't it? Jay Kirshner and I are here to celebrate each day with you for as much time as you can stand of having the two of us hang around with you. There's an interesting cover of a Billy Joel song that has people commenting. Some like it, some don't. It's by a fellow named Fallout Boy, who has this cover of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. So Jay's all over this. We're going to talk about the lyrics of the old song and the updated lyrics of the new song and what's it all about. So the first version of this goes back to 1989, and then we have this one from this year. So let's cook on this right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I've always thought this is one of Billy Joel's best songs, in fact. Yeah, it really is. Can't sit still for this. So now this Fallout Boy, who is he? I don't know who this is.
They're a band. Yeah, they're a band. Patrick Stump, Pete Wentz, Andy Hurley, Joe Troman. They've been around since the early aughts. I think they took kind of a couple-year hiatus in the early 2010s, and then they got back together. They still do things. But what social media is very mixed about a Fall Out Boy cover of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, even though people have been, in a way, calling for this since the 90s, saying like, oh, somebody needs to update it with the current
dance. Well, it's 34 years old,
stuff.
Right, bring it up to date. So what are the things that they sing about in the new version?
Well, the new one, so it goes essentially from 89, there are a couple of, there's like one Nintendo reference of a game that was out in 86, all the way through 2023. However, they miss a very big moment in the 20s, which is the COVID-19 pandemic. They don't touch on that. They do touch on world trade and Brexit, Taylor Swift, Obama.
Yeah. All right, so crank this up, the new version from the band Fall Out Boy. Monsanto duck. Yeah. All right, so they have his permission, or these guys going to get sued? They must have gone to him and said, are we going to do an updated version of it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Otherwise, they're digging a big hole for themselves because everybody wants to sue everybody for anything under the circumstances. All right, so Billy Joel, who's doing a lot of touring still, Fall Out Boy, are they a lead or do they start for, can they hold an audience on their own?
Mm-hmm.
They are a headliner.
Yeah, they're a headliner.
Really? Yeah, how long have they been around, did you say?
Since the early aughts. They were around from like early aughts to 2010, 2009, took a few years off, and then they got back together and have been pretty relevant ever since.
Here's a tweet. I'm sorry, but the Fall Out Boy Billy Joel cover is an abomination.
Yeah. People like it, or they're not here for it.
28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An IRS investigator is defending his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. Gary Shapley told multiple news outlets this week the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. 16 people are hurt after an Amtrak train collides with a truck near Los Angeles, California. 3 cars derailed yesterday when the passenger train hit a water truck that was sitting on the tracks. The train was traveling from Seattle to Los Angeles with nearly 200 people inside when it hit a truck in the town of Moorpark. That's about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. All the passengers were evacuated from the train. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the truck was sitting on the tracks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day. Good
day! It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Walking on sunshine. Let's hope that's the case. Although it'd be nice and maybe favorably looked upon if it wasn't so hot down in the southeast where the temperatures still are plus 100 degrees. The weather seems to be breaking up here in the northeast where we are. Jay's in Cleveland. I'm outside of Boston in Framingham. And we have a little sun after 29 days of rain. Maybe we'll have some sun for the next couple of days. I was thinking as we are focused on sunshine, lollipops, and roses in summertime, summertime. I found there are a lot of different reviews of a lot of different things that we can find. And the summertime being what it is, we're always looking for a place that would be different. The best rooftop bar in the world happens to be, according to some travelologists, is there such a word? I think there is. Travelology. The most exciting rooftop bar, according to many of the experts, quote-unquote food restaurant experts, is the William Gray Terrace Bar at the William Gray Hotel in Montreal, Canada, on Place Jacques Cartier. All right, you can see the St. Lawrence River. It's a wonderful, there's a Ferris wheel, apparently. I haven't been in Montreal for a long, long time. Actually, I'm going on Saturday to be, I'm going to drive up to upstate New York on the Canadian border, and it's not far from Montreal. Well, the question is now, I guess maybe the reality is, can you see anything from
that's
this
what I was thinking
restaurant
about
right now because of the fires? But these are in normal times. Apparently, it's a lovely place to go have lunch and dinner. And there are so many of these places around. There are a couple of good places in New York City to go up, if you don't mind heights. You know, you can go up the Empire State Building. Has a pretty interesting, if you just go out on the terrace and look around, it's kind of cool because of when you think about that building having been built 120 some odd years ago, and the doggone thing still stands as straight and tall as it did. This was the beginning of the steel era when all these, this was the tallest building in New York for quite a long time. Go to the top.
Right. And, it was built correctly.
Yeah, it was correctly, is right. So here we have President Trump. A day without Trump is like a day without sunshine, right? We got to spend at least a few minutes talking about President Trump, former President Trump, and his pleading guilty. I'm sorry. Hello, Doug. Where are you coming from? Pled not guilty to the federal charges related to his mishandling of the classified documents. So if you dig around a little bit to try to put, you're trying to handicap whether he's going to get, will he be guilty or not guilty? Is he going to have to go to the clinker? If you're interested in stats, it seems that it's rare, very, very, very rare, for federal defendants to win their cases. Local courts, state courts, it's about 50-50, well, maybe 40-60 in the state courts. But when it comes to the feds, last year, only 290 of the 71,954 cases, only 290 of those defendants were acquitted at trial. So where does that leave you? Is which side of the stat is Trump going to be on? I think that's it's just fascinating,
yeah,
it's like so many other things, right? Think about it for a second. Maybe that's why he's... And the thing that's bugging a lot of people now is that he's using campaign money to pay his legal bills because he claims that he wouldn't have the trouble if he weren't president. Well, I guess you could make that argument.
Probably not wrong there.
No. But is it legal? Probably is. Is it ethical for him to be doing that? I guess that depends on, you know, it's like beauty in the eyes or ears of the beholder. I don't know. That's a sort of a million-dollar question.
Well, but if it's earmarked for a campaign, this isn't necessarily part of the campaign, so it kind of thinks like it would be a cut-and-dry situation.
Yeah, you would think, right? Speaking of millionaires and people who pay a lot in taxes, this is a trend. California, West Coast states, East Coast states, Massachusetts, New Jersey, I think New York as well, has this fascination with getting the millionaires, right? Let's get more taxes from them because they're cheating us. They're screwing us. They should be paying more. And, you know, it's the same old game. It's the same name. It's the political side of the Democratic Party, which seems to think that they can make gains by making people who are responsible for making money, building teams, building businesses, hiring people. Those are the bad guys, according to the government. They should be paying more in taxes. Well, there's now, here in Massachusetts anyway, a $600 million question confronting the lawmakers in Massachusetts. There's a a bill before the House and the Senate here in Massachusetts, a new tax reform bill that is called the Millionaire Tax. And they want to bring in another $1 billion in revenue for transportation and education. So let's go collect. Let's get these. There are about 200. There are 200 billionaires that live in Massachusetts. Imagine how many billionaires. They're like 800, 900. I don't know. There's a lot of billionaires. Used to be that being a millionaire was wow. Can you imagine that guy's worth $1 million?
Yeah. Now you have to be a millionaire at a minimum if you even want to have grass in your front yard. If you
right.
live in L.A.
For example, if you want to be able to buy a house,
figures, you're not getting grass.
So anyway, the plan is a policy proposal that would change the way that people account. The married couples file, joint returns, the federal government, and it's a better deal for you tax-wise. In Massachusetts, it's better if you file a single tax return, even if you're married, because the tax implications, if you're married, are much stiffer. So now they want to change the law and make it illegal for people to be able to make the choice as to whether or not they want to file jointly or independently. So the government here is so thirsty, so bloodthirsty for your money, that they want to change the law and make it impossible for you to file separate tax returns. I know a lot of people who get divorced just because they'll stay together, but they get divorced because they get screwed tax-wise by this kind of an amendment. And it's going on this whole, I use the term bloodthirsty because that's what it is. It's they're just, everything is about getting the money and spending it.
Mm-hmm.
No consideration for the waste, incredible fraud and corruption that goes on, not only at the federal level, but the state level, the local level. You know how much money local school committees spend waste on busing and things that are of no real concern? And you can say, well, who are you to say what ought to be taught? I think we can all agree that there are basics in life that we should learn. We need to know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. We need to know how to put a sentence together. We need to know a history, an accurate history of our country and the world. I think you can start there, can't you? And then go, scientifically, you should know how your body works. You should know how life works. That's what science is about, isn't it? Isn't that what we should be learning? And not, whether Trump's a bad guy or not. That's not the concern of teachers or the school system.
Yeah, and if we're going to go after Trump, we need to go after everybody else that is pretty much been doing the same thing or similar situations. It just goes to show that it's not the crime itself, it's who's committing the crime. And if Trump is guilty or convicted guilty of anything, is anybody going to care at this point? Because he has been hunted ever since he became
president. Target. Yeah. Target number one. Okay. Question of the day in Russia is, where are our top generals? And it seems, after the mutiny attempt this past weekend, Mr. Putin has managed to dispatch in a way that either it's Siberia or maybe a little south of there, under 6 feet of dirt. But the leading generals, the most senior generals in the last 48 hours have dropped out of view, gone, after that mutiny attempt by the mercenary. The guy was going to try to, he wasn't after Putin, he was after the guy who was in charge of running the war against the Ukrainians. And so apparently, for whatever the reason, Putin has arrested these guys and put them in jail. Some say it's because he wants to protect them, if you take, what's that guy who's the opponent of Putin? They put him in jail and they poison him slowly. I forget that guy's name. You can't remember. Alexei somebody or
Navalny.
Right? Navalny. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So that's what they're, and apparently there's something else. The Russians are kind of mildly connected to what's gone on in China with the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Apparently, the top scientist in China, who was responsible for developing Wuhan virus and yada yada, strangely got thrown off of a roof, according to witnesses, at the Institute of Virology in Wuhan. The scientist either fell or was thrown to his death off the roof of the laboratory. He, guess that's a fairly hazardous occupation over in China, but think about it for a second, right? When you look around, I think this is something that was in the Epoch Times, but there's a lot of coverage about it now because, you know, there still is this concern about where it came from. I don't have any concerns. I know where it came from. I've been confident since it first started that it was let out purposely from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The guy's name, by the way, who's thrown off the roof is Zhu Yusan, I think, or something like that. Not that that's important.
Well, then there's also the conspiracy theory. Is there collusion from other governments, other countries that were part of this? Or was it strictly
he was trying to come up with this lab? He was trying to come up with a vaccine, a new vaccine for yet what would be another COVID kind of a bug. So that we have that to look forward to, right? Another bug. Well, there's always going to be bugs around. There have always been bugs.
Yeah, and they mutate, and we know this. Look at the flu bug every year. Yeah. It's kind of a question of what's the flu vaccine even going to be? Is it going to be, what is it, flu strain A versus B, which is going to be the more prominent one each year? Where it's a question.
Where, oh, where have where have the wonderful days of my youth gone? What's happening? What are you doing to my life? What are all these people doing to our lives? Good question, right? That's 48 after the hour. I can't answer it now because I'm out of time.
Where are we on the line?
It's official. Avery is producing Main Street Music Day.
We need to be ready. We're going to have lots of people. What's the status on the new sound engineer?
They need an audio technician to keep things level from sound checks to encore.
But your audio from one stage does not compete with another.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me think for a second. I think I've got it. I've detected music from beneath the... It's 20,000 Leagues. What is that? What was the name of that movie? 20,000 Leagues Below the Sea? Under the Sea. Thank you. All right. Well, this is another one of those movies. This is not Titanic music. I don't know. I think that would be inappropriate this week. Although, did you see, this is an aside that has nothing to do with movies, that Titanic is being re-released?
Here's the thing. This is a ridiculous story. I mean, obviously, the tragedy is a tragedy.
Yeah.
Netflix was scheduled to put Titanic back on their streaming service.
Yeah.
Right? So people say, oh, it's too soon, it's too sensitive. Not realizing that Titanic already is on Paramount Plus and a couple other streamers. We can't be this sensitive. I don't know.
Well, we can. Makes sense or not.
I don't see how one has to do much with the other. But
yeah, well, somebody will figure it out. All right, so you just played for us the theme from Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. Why?
Because Slim Pickens was born this day, June 29th, 1919, passed away in 1983. He was in two Irwin Allen movies, Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. He played a character called Tex, which is a ridiculous character in that movie. He does a fun job with it, but nevertheless, it's ridiculous. And then a year later, he's in The Swarm with Irwin Allen. So Irwin Allen brought Michael Caine for these two disaster movies, but he also brought Slim Pickens picking. Slim Pickens and Ultimate Blade Saddles, the Cowboys, Dr. Strangelove. A very interesting talent, indeed, Slim Pickens. But
he was a cowboy star, in a sense, but he rode the nuclear bomb down. That was him who rode the nuclear bomb. That was an amazing movie.
But you know, it's interesting when you watch what people call bad movies. Beyond the Poseidon Adventure is regarded by many as a bad movie. I like it as a guilty pleasure. But when I watch it, I always say, okay, how do I fix this movie? And if I took out Slim Pickens, Jack Warden, Telly Savalas,
this
is a lot better movie. This, if you just leave Michael Caine, Carl Malden, Sally Field, and don't have all these ridiculous supporting characters, you actually have a very watchable, probably an entertaining movie. Instead, you have some entertainment with a lot of silliness, and Slim Pickens played a very silly character in Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. And
silly is good sometimes.
Here's the thing. Of all the people on planet Earth right now, who is talking about Beyond the Poseidon Adventure except me and you? Nobody.
Two
and
silliest guys on the planet. That's it. Unique. We're unique. Yeah. All right. So Indiana, as you would say, Indiana Jones tonight. And a big hoopla. Lots of people
I'm going to see it. But I'm not feeling the crazy excitement. Are you?
I am. I'm excited. I want to see it. Yep.
Right.
And if you want to stay with this program, you better get with the program.
I got one story I want to point out about
you.
This day in comic book history, 1940, okay? Yeah. Batman comics, mobsters rub out a circus high wire team known as the Flying Graysons, leaving their son Dick as an orphan who becomes the character of Robin in the Batman universe. And that would be a character that has stood the test of pop culture. You will see the character of Robin in James Gunn produced or universe of DC. The next Batman movie, Robin will be featured.
Good to know. Yeah. Chadwick Boseman, Gal Gadot, other people getting Hollywood Walk of Fame stars as we look ahead. The new list for next year has been announced, and there are a lot of them. Let's see, who else? Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Like, no, but it's a little early for that, no?
Chris Pine, I'm thinking that, too. Christina Ricci. Right. Chadwick Boseman's dead, so let's see.
I get it.
He'd be good to have here.
I agree.
Kerry Washington is a little early. Eugene Levy. Mario Lopez.
A good one. Eugene Levy would be a good one. Mario Lopez?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Who else? Tony Braxton. Sammy Hagar.
That must be one big sidewalk, Doug.
Darius Rucker. Oh, haven't you ever walked on the Walk of Fame?
Come on. I did.
Haven't you? You've got it.
No, I did. Yeah. It's been a while. It's been about 25 years.
Yeah. There's nothing better than, no more fun than walking down the Walk of Fame. Chairman of the Walk of Fame committee is Ellen Kay, who's a popular morning host of a radio show in Los Angeles. All right, Chugger, you've done another extraordinarily wonderful job. Jay and I are excited to have you here. As a matter of fact, Jay would like to have you come over to the house and spend, you know, maybe come over for dinner and you can talk more about this sort of thing.
As long as you...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.